Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and happy Wednesday to all of you on this wonderful Wednesday. It's hump day, the middle of the week. Well, well, well. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Love to talk about food, love to talk about healthy food, love to talk about food that will help you and not harm you. But today's subject, we're talking about foods that are of a certain nature that will harm you if you are not careful. So, today's topic is 10 reasons to avoid GMOs. What are GMOs? God, move over. That's what it is, basically. But indeed, I could concur with Dr. Mercola, and I love the way he put it, but I'll just go over it really briefly. The genetically modified foods, they're crops, and according to Monsanto, they have no impact on the environment, are perfectly safe to eat. And federal departments in charge of food safety in the U.S. and Canada have not conducted tests to affirm this alleged, quote-unquote, safety, but rather have taken the industry-conducted research at face value, allowing millions of acres of GM crops to overtake farmland. Now, these GMO foods, largely in the form of corn and soy, although there are other GM crops as well, like sugar beets and papaya and a certain squash called crookneck, they can now be found in the majority of processed foods in the United States of America. So in other words, if you eat these processed foods, you're already eating them, because you are what you eat, right? And these crops are already being freely planted in the environment. But what if Santo was wrong and the GM crops are not actually safe? This is precisely what a number of scientists have been warning of for years. And the latest to sound the alarm is Dr. Mei-Wan Ho of the Institute for Science and Society. And he has concluded that there is no way that genetically modified organisms can be safe. No way. So according to Dr. Mei-Wan Ho, genetic modification interferes fundamentally with the natural genetic modifications that organisms undergo in order to survive. It's pretty self-explanatory, wouldn't you say? I mean, if God planted a tree for us, such as an apple plant, an apple tree, and we consume it the way he created it, but then we want to, you know, kind of add some science to it and modify it or change it up a little bit. And now we've created these apples that are as big as a cantaloupe, some of them, that grow much faster and that have certain elements in them that are not the way they were originally intended to be created. And to operate. And so we consume apples with the skin because we know also the pesticides is another thing. But we consume it with the skin because we know that's where most of the nutrients are. But man has come to the realization we've come to the realization that we know more than God. And we can meddle with his business. And so enters genetic engineering. It assumes that one protein, this is what genetic engineering does, it assumes that one protein determines one particular trait, such as herbicide tolerance or insect resistance, can easily be swapped out with another with no effects. And it's dangerously simplistic or as Dr. Mei Wan Ho says, an illusion. So we're going to go over the specific reasons why GMOs should not be meddled with. And GMOs, once again, they are simply genetically modified organisms, and they are living organisms whose genetic material has been artificially manipulated. I call it adulterated. That's just me. And it's been manipulated into a lab through genetic engineering. This is all cosmetic. This is all artificial. This is all fabricated. Nothing the way God intended it for it to be. That's why a lot of people say GMO stands for God move over. And hence the reason why we should avoid them at all costs, when possible, knowingly. So the first reason why we should avoid GMOs is because GMOs are unhealthy. It's just that simple. And as in Jeffrey Smith, the Institute for Responsible Technology puts it, the American Academy, by the way, of Environmental Medicine, AAEM, urges doctors to prescribe non-GMO diets for all patients, okay? And they cite animal studies showing organ damage, gastrointestinal and immune system disorders, accelerated aging, and infertility. Now, that is not a list of things that you want to follow or you want to pursue or that you would want to gather. You don't want to have anything to do with gastrointestinal anything or immune damage or any type of aging, accelerated aging. Are you kidding me? No, we don't want that. So human studies now show how genetically modified food can leave material behind inside us, possibly causing long-term problems. That's also something that we should not be raising our hands to volunteer to take on. We don't want that. Genes inserted into GMO soy, for example, can transfer into the DNA of bacteria living inside us. And that the toxic insecticide produced by GM corn was found in the blood of pregnant women and their unborn fetuses. Now, go figure. It's found, really, in the blood of pregnant women and their unborn fetuses? Unborn? I mean, this is something that we are doing on a daily basis, especially if you love yourself some popcorn, soy, tofu, for that matter. I mean, there are a number of things, papaya. We can go on a list of things, but we need to check our labels. It's so important that Americans stop, take a couple of seconds, turn the package over, and read the label. Even on the front, look for the butterfly. It should say non-GMO project. That's one of the wonderful ways that you can, figure out or understand whether a product that you're purchasing is genetically modified or is made with genetically modified ingredients or not. So there are numerous health problems increased after GMOs were introduced in 1996. And a percentage of Americans with three or more chronic illnesses jumped from 7% to 13% in just 9 years. The number is increasing because we're so high on GMOs. Food allergies skyrocketed in disorders such as autism, reproductive disorders, digestive problems, and others are on the rise. Although there is not sufficient research to confirm that GMOs are a contributing factor, doctors, groups such as the AAEM tell us not to wait before we start protecting ourselves, and especially our children who are at most at risk. Usually it's always the younger ones and the elderly because their immune systems are compromised. It's not as strong as those in the middle ages. So, not the middle ages, but the middle-aged people between the young and the very old, and that's what I meant by middle ages. Okay, moving on. The American Public Health Association and American Nurses Association are among many medical groups that condemn the use of GM bovine growth hormone because the milk from treated cows has more of the hormone IGF-1, internalized growth factor 1, which is linked to, yes, that big C word, cancer. Just avoid GMOs. Here's reason number 2, if you didn't believe the first one. GMOs contaminate forever, not for a certain period of time, but forever. GMOs cross-pollinate and their seeds can travel. It is impossible to fully clean up our contaminated gene pool. Self-propagating GMO pollution will outlast the effects of global warming and nuclear waste. Kidding me? The potential impact is huge, threatening the health of future generations. GMO contamination has also caused economic losses for organic and non-GMO farmers who often struggle to keep their crops pure. I mean, we're just doing more harm than good. There's nothing positive about GMOs. We want to keep the earth as close to the way God created it, but we're inserting all these things and we're putting all these things, chemicals and herbicides and pesticides and GMOs, and we're just corrupting the crop both the way God intended it for it to be. Here's the third reason if you didn't agree with the first or the second. GMOs increase herbicide use. Yeah, they do. Most GM crops are engineered to be herbicide tolerant. They deadly weed killer, the herbicide killer, the weed killer. You know which one it is, right? Monsanto, for example, sells this weed killer. We've heard of it. Roundup Ready, right? They sell Roundup Ready crops designed to survive applications of their Roundup herbicide. So, oh, let's just make it stronger so it can last longer and do more damage, right? Because 1996 and 2008, between those 2 years, U.S. farmers sprayed an extra 383 million pounds of herbicide on GMOs. Are you serious? 383 million pounds extra on top of what they were already spraying on the GMOs. Overuse of Roundup results in super weeds resistant to the herbicide. This is causing farmers to use even more toxic herbicides every year. I mean, do you see the domino effect? It's like, okay, they're getting bigger, let's use more. Oh, they're getting bigger next year, let's use more. Oh, they're going to be bigger the following year, we've got to use more. And the more you use, the bigger they grow. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. Stop using it. Not only does this create environmental harm, but GM foods contain higher residues of toxic herbicides. Roundup is linked with sterility, hormone disruption, birth defects, and yes, again, the C word, cancer. Here's reason number four. We're just going to move on. Genetic engineering creates dangerous side effects. By mixing genes from totally unrelated species, genetic engineering unleashes a host of unpredictable side effects. Moreover, irrespective of the type of genes that are inserted, the very process of creating a GM plant can result in massive collateral damage that produces new toxins, allergens, carcinogens, and nutritional deficiencies. Still not convinced? Here's reason number five. Government oversight is dangerously lax. Most of the health and environmental risks of GMOs are ignored by government superficial regulations and safety assessments. I'm not shocked. The reason for this tragedy is largely political. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, that is, for example, does not require a single safety study, does not mandate labeling of GMOs, and allows companies to put their GMO foods onto the market without even notifying the agency. Isn't that wonderful? Their justification was the claim that they had no information showing that GM foods were substantially different. But this was a lie. Secret agency memos made public by a lawsuit show that the overwhelming consensus, even among the FDA's own scientists, was that GMOs can create unpredictable, hard-to-detect side effects. They urged long-term safety studies. But the White House had instructed the FDA to promote biotechnology, and agency official in charge of policy was Michael Taylor. Yeah, that M guy, Monsanto's former attorney. Later, their vice president. Indeed, isn't that wonderful? He's now the U.S. food safety czar. Here's reason number six you should avoid GMOs. The biotech industry uses tobacco science to claim product safety. Really? Biotech companies like Monsanto told us that Agent Orange, PCBs, and DDT were safe. They are now using the same type of superficial rigged research to try and convince us that GMOs are safe. Independent scientists, however, have caught the spin masters red-handed, demonstrating without doubt how industry-funded research is designed to avoid finding problems and how adverse findings are distorted or denied. Moving on, reason number 7, you should avoid GMOs. Independent research and reporting is attacked and suppressed. Scientists who discover problems with GMOs have been attacked, gagged, fired, threatened, and denied funding. Wonder why? The journal Nature acknowledged that a large block of scientists denigrate research by other legitimate scientists in a knee-jerk, partisan, emotional way that is not helpful in advancing knowledge. Oh, my. We are not advancing knowledge if we do the right thing and go the right way and avoid GMOs. We're not doing the right thing. No. Attempts by media to expose problems are also often censored. Yeah, you got the big guns, you know. It's like they say, money talks, huh? Here's reason number 8. GMOs harm the environment. And if you haven't figured that out now, let me read on and convince you. GM crops and their associated herbicides can harm birds, insects, amphibians, marine ecosystems, and soil organisms, say the least. They reduce biodiversity, pollute water resources, and are unsustainable. For example, GM crops are eliminating habitat for monarch butterflies, whose populations are down 50% in the U.S. Roundup herbicide has been shown to cause birth defects in amphibians, embryonic deaths, and endocrine disruptions, and organ damage in animals, even at very low doses. Roundup and GMOs, yeah, that's the way to go. GM canola has been found growing wild in North Dakota and California, threatening to pass on its herbicide-tolerant genes on to weeds. Boy, it's just a cycle. It's like never-ending, but can speak, and you can vote with your dollars. Don't buy genetically modified foods. It's just that simple. Here's reason number 9 why you should avoid GMOs. They do not increase yields and work against feeding a hungry world. Whereas sustainable non-GMO agriculture methods used in developing countries have conclusively resulted in yield increases of 79% and higher, GMOs do not, on average, increase yield at all. Maybe that's one of the arguments that you believe, oh, they increase yield. No, they don't. The definitive study to date on GMO crops and yield in 2009, this is evident in the Union of Concerned Scientists. So they don't increase it. We can go on to tell you about the Agricultural Knowledge, Science, and Technology for Development. They report and that more than 400 scientists and backed by 58 governments stated that GM crop yields were highly variable and in some cases yields declined. Declined. They determined that the current GMOs have nothing to offer the goals of reducing hunger and poverty, improving nutrition, certainly not, health and rural livelihoods, definitely not, and facilitating social and environmental sustainability. On the contrary, GMOs divert money and resources that would otherwise be spent on more safe, reliable, and appropriate technologies. So why are we still doing it, people? Why? Just why? Here's reason number 10 why you should avoid GMOs. By avoiding them, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, you contribute to the coming tipping point of consumer rejection, forcing them out because GMOs give no consumer benefit. If even a small percentage of us start rejecting brands that contain them, GM ingredients will become a marketing liability. Food companies will kick them out. In Europe, for example, everything already starts everywhere else except for the U.S. We haven't grasped that yet. In Europe, the tipping point was achieved in 1999. We're in the year 2015 now, people. Come on. Just after a high-profile GMO safety scandal hit the papers and alerted citizens to the potential dangers. In the U.S., a consumer rebellion against GM bovine growth hormone has also reached a tipping point. Kicked the cow drug out of dairy products by Walmart, Starbucks, Danone, Yoplait, and most of America's dairies. It's a start. We still got a lot to do. So as an additional motivation to avoid GMOs is what you've got to do. You may wish to perhaps take a lesson from the animals. Eyewitness reports from around the world describe several situations where animals, when given a choice, avoid genetically modified food. You're trying to say that animals are smarter than us human beings? Gee, I wonder sometimes. And these animals include cows, pigs, geese, elk, deer, raccoons, mice, even rats, squirrels, chicken, and buffalo. Pretty sure that the animals didn't do what? They didn't hear the 10 reasons why they should avoid GMOs. I'm sure they didn't hear that. But you as a human being, listening to the sound of my voice, telling you to avoid them, I've just given you 10 reasons. Take heed, avoid GMOs, vote with your dollars, and we will kick it out of the stores. Because we all know, after listening to what I just mentioned and stated, how important it is to avoid them, we all know that they do more harm than good. Okay? Non-GMO. Look for the label on certain packages. The Non-GMO Project, look for the butterfly. And that will assure you that it's a non-genetically modified product. And if you want to, go online and look up non-GMO. Look up non-GMO shopping guide. You can get one for free to tell you which ones, which products, produce or any other, which food sources are genetically modified from which ones are not. And it will help you choose the right foods that you can comfortably and safely eat for yourself and for your family. Non-GMO. That's right. October is non-GMO month. Let's celebrate it. Let's celebrate it. All right. Moving on to today's Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Show the blessings and the grace. And grace is unmerited favor and blessing of our Lord. Flowed out superabundantly and beyond measure for me, accompanied by faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. God wants to bless you today. You may feel that you shouldn't have nice things, but let God balance your thinking when it comes to his blessings. He will help you understand what you should have and what you should not have. God blesses you so that you will be a blessing to others. When God provides for you, it offers hope to unbelievers that he is faithful for those who serve him. You are an ambassador for Christ. Look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. You are an ambassador for Christ. Accept his provision today and don't hide his blessings when they come. And that's Wednesday's word. Love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, non-GMO month celebrated. Vote with your dollars, and we will kick them out. All righty. God bless you, and bye-bye.